And welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, the latest podcast, everything is there at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGN Plus. That's WGNPlus.com. You can find me there as well. If you want to stalk me on Facebook, most certainly do that. It's at Sean Green Show Media. And if you want to check me out on Twitter, is at Sean Green Show. A lot of stuff I'm throwing at you. We got a jam-packed show today, so I'm going to get right to it. Hey, you guys like video equipment? I love video equipment. And one of my producers was telling me, hey, we need to have somebody that's you know, into all this good video media stuff and get them on. And, you know, she turned me on to Adamus. And I was like, what is Adamus? You know, I never heard of it. And she was like, look, have him on your show, and you won't be disappointed. So I'm very pleased to welcome Jeremy Young. He's the CEO and co-founder of Adamus. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
All right. So first of all, tell me a little bit about Adamus and what Adamus does.
Well, yeah, we're a company that make video recording and monitoring equipment. So it's for professionals, anyone from wedding videography all the way through to Hollywood, broadcast production, television, can improve the speed and quality of their creative production so that they can sell it for more to their customers or make more money from more productions by doing it faster. So we're really feeding tools to creative people who want to tell stories using motion pictures, obviously video, internet, films, and drama production. All of the above is the kind of customers that we service.
Right. And what are some of the things that you aim to provide consumers when it comes to creation of some of these products? Because, you know, a lot of people nowadays, it's so cheap. And they're like, you know, I can film everything on my iPhone and then I can, you know, transport it to another, like a digital audio workstation or something. You know,
yes.
So what makes your brand so unique?
Okay, so the best way to describe it is to parallel with the music world. When you record a music artist, it's the same as when you record a video production. You don't record to MP3. You record to FLAC and WAV and really high quality, and then you master it down and deliver it in MP3. Well, video is the same. If you record on your iPhone, you're basically recording an MPEG format, which is equivalent to an MP3, highly compressed, and the quality isn't great for production, for producing and putting effects in and making the movie or the video look really good. So when you actually record for a professional production, the best way is to record the highest quality possible. And that's what we allow customers to do. We take the sensor image of the camera, we bypass the compression to the media card, which is really good for storage. You can fit a lot of video into a small card. But what it's not good for is really high quality finishing and for fast finishing. And so we provide a product that can take a really, it's an exciting time because there are DSLRs for like $1,000, $2,000 doing HD and 4K recording and output. And when I say output, our device is a monitor that sits on top of the camera, takes the sensor output, and gives you the best quality from any camera. So you can take like a $2,000 DSLR, add our product for around $1,000, and you will have what used to be a $200,000 solution. And this is what is driving all of this content creation across YouTube, Vimeo, and all these drama productions that we're now watching on our internet-based delivery system. So we're helping fuel that high-quality production. So that's the difference. It's not iPhone quality because we're doing something with it after, and we're professionals and we're selling that to either networks or to customers who are paying money, like a wedding or a bar mitzvah or something to that effect.
Wow. So is it true, you know, that your products are being used in Hollywood right now? And if so, how do they utilize them?
Yes, it is. So there's a few ways they utilize them. I'm not sure if the listeners are familiar, but there's two parts to a Hollywood production. There's what they call offline, which is a lower quality recording that allows you to do things quickly, and then the files aren't very big. And then there's a really high quality recording that they master to at the end, which is what you see in the cinemas. And the offline is done away from these big files, but you can still see the video and make your decisions on editing, etc. And then the online files are the final finishing. So in Hollywood world, we're used in two ways. We're used as an offline for these big cameras that are massive data rates, so that they can work quickly with the video and finish the film faster. So that's one way we work with them. And the second way is when they employ crash cars and, for example, stunts, and they're blowing up cameras, they don't use the big cameras to do that. They use smaller cameras. And then they use us to record the high-quality version from those, like, small DSLRs, for example, that might be strapped to the front of a car that has a big crash in a movie scene.
Wow.
So there's two ways we're used by those guys. So there's the really high-end stuff, which is like $100,000 for a camera. That's what the Hollywood guys use. They will use the high-quality recorded footage from those cameras. But the files are really big. And so they use us, which is a little bit smaller file size, to get the production done quickly.
Oh, great, great. Now, one thing that I find cool about your products is that, like, the naming of some of these products. You got the Shogun, the Samurai Blade, the Ninja Blade. You got the Ronin. I mean, how did you come up with the concept of all these?
Well, I personally was, when I was 22, I went to Japan, and I left there when I was 30, and I grew up inside the video industry, the camera industry, the video editing industry of the Japanese companies like, you know, Sony, Canon, Nikon, these people that make ridiculously good cameras. I was working with products that took that footage and either edited it or did something with the footage to distribute it better. And so I learned from these great companies. And when I came out of Japan and went back home, I found that there were many parts of the production environment that could be improved. And one of them was the cost of media. So we deliver hard disk recording at really low cost to computer hard disks, really reliable recording to SSDs, and that will cost you around one-tenth the cost of using memory cards inside. So the reason we called it Ninja Samurai, these are assassins. So we assassinate the cost of media, and we assassinate low-quality recording from cheaper cameras and give you high quality. So the reason we call them those is because they are the assassins of the cost and quality problems in video production.
Wow, that's a cool concept. Now, one thing I wanted to know a little bit more information about was the Ninja 2, especially the recording. Like, when it comes to the Ninja 2, when you're recording, you know, and the files are compressed, how does the Ninja 2 handle the compressed files?
So we take the sensor image untouched, so they call that uncompressed, from the sensor, and we encode it to a very light Apple compression, which is called Apple ProRes. And they call it Apple ProRes because it's the professional resolution that pros want to use. And they've been very successful with this codec. So we have a license from Apple that is inside our product, and we take that uncompressed big image and we do a 6-to-1 compression on it. And Apple call it visually lossless because the quality is about 99.5% of the original quality, but the files are 6 times smaller. So you still get the big quality, but you don't have these massive file sizes that you have to work with. And CPUs can handle the Apple ProRes files really easily. So post-production or finishing your movie is also much easier. So that's how the Ninja 2 and all of our products work. They take this sensor image and they do a light Apple compression on it so that you can work as a professional really easily.
Now, are you able to do live editing with the Ninja 2, or is this just post-production only?
No, you can do live editing. And when we say live editing, we mean making selections of the footage, like cutting favorites and rejecting clips. We can also do things like tag the clip for production. Like, so if you imagine there's two main parts to production. One is finding your footage, deciding what you want to do with it. And the second thing that you need to do is then do the creative steps of making that final production. What we do, we help you with the first part. We let you find the footage on the fly in the field so you don't have to do it when you come back. I always tell people, you know, when you go on a holiday and you've got 1,000 photos, you don't send your 1,000 photos out to your family. You pick, you know, the top 20.
Right.
And you send them out. And that's what we allow you to do on set or at the wedding or wherever you are producing. we let you tag the footage that you want to use later for the final production and not have to sift through all of the actual footage that you're not going to use. So that's the type of cut editing that we do on the Ninja 2.
Now, one thing I definitely want to ask you about is the future of Atomus and future products that you may be working on that can basically change the game in film production. What's the future of Atomus?
Yeah, so we've already brought together a recorder, a monitor, a playback deck, and editing. So we're basically combining devices and solving problems that we see on the set for creative people. And that allows us to have a product that they really want to use. We're basically tools that help a creative person do their job and not have to think about the technology. Because, you know, when someone's really creative, often they're not that techie. And that's a big problem for creative people. They don't know really what to use. They're not sure what's going to be the best way to go. So what we do is try and pack as much into one product so that it's really simple for them to achieve their creative goals and finish their motion pictures. And so what you can expect from us is to solve more of those on-set problems. We want to be the center of production, sitting around these top Japanese cameras and making sure that it's the simplest, fastest, best quality workflow for the professional right to the end user.
Wow. And as far as like your support team, because I know a lot of these, you know, these, you know, video and especially like audio, when you actually get these products, you have to register all these products, and then, you know, you have to deal with support. How's the support team, and how helpful is the support team? Is there online support where you're doing, like, a live chat? Is this via email only? How is that?
Yeah, we set up our own support center. So there's two ways, right? You can rely on support from the guy that you bought it from, either online or, you know, from a B&H or something like that. That can be very good. They've got very good people inside those organizations that can support people in a very good way. However, they're not going to go the same distance for our product as we will. So we have a dedicated support center in the US. We've got a team of customer relations managers that take the calls from people who are in the field having a problem. You know, the production's going on, money's on the line. So you can call someone directly in our Portland office, or you can email us if you've got a bit more time to get an answer, and we will get back to you within that day. So we're pretty proud of our support, and I think products are mostly about, you know, promotion and then the support of that product. So you need both to be functioning very well, and we understand our professional customers are often under the pump using our product and just need an answer. So we're trying to be available, you know, 24/7 for them.
All right, there you have it. Jeremy Young, CEO and co-founder of Atomus. It's Atomus.com. That's Atomus.com, Atomus.com. Make sure you guys check it out. If you want to follow them on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Atomus_news. And if you want to check them out on Vimeo, it's Atomus Video. If you want to check them out there on Vimeo. So you guys are everywhere. Make sure you check out Atomus.com too. It's a lot of cool products. So if you're totally thinking about buying a camera and you want the professional look, make sure you go to Atomus.com. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining me, man.
No problem. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it, bro.
And we'll be right back after this.